WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. More senators are getting on board with what appears to be the final version of the tax reform plan in Congress. Marco Rubio and Bob Corker now say they'll be behind the bill. It could get to the president's desk as early as this Wednesday. Corporations would see their top rate go from 35% down to 21%, and it eliminates the individual mandate from Obamacare.
It's his baby as much as anyone's, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady.
Everyone's lives will be better off under tax reform because of the tax relief families get, because of the higher paychecks, because we have a stronger economy.
Higher paychecks are supposed to come via significant tax cuts for corporations. To appease Republicans in high-tax states, up to $10,000 in local taxes can be deducted. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer believes that level will actually have some paying more to Uncle Sam.
It is amazing to me that in the House, members of the New York, California, and New Jersey Republican delegations could even dare vote for this bill.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
President Trump's private lawyers are slated to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller and members of his team as soon as next week. They think it could be signaling the end of the probe.
The Trump legal team, led by John Dowd and Jay Sekulow, is hoping that they can see signs that the end is near in Mueller's investigation. They've had other meetings, but here's why this one is viewed as significant. The White House says everyone who works there and who Mueller has asked to interview has now gone in for that interview. One of the last actually happened earlier this week when White House counsel Don McGahn sat down for his interview. The White House also finished turning over the documents requested by the special counsel.
That's correspondent Pamela Brown. The National Cathedral is the focus of a new ISIS poster that threatens attacks on the West over the holiday season. Oh, it looks like they may have botched it, as the threat is aimed at New York with the message, "Wait for us, we meet at Christmas in New York soon." D.C. police and Homeland Security officials say they are aware of the poster, but there are no current threats. An extremist watch group says the image was shared this past week on a pro-ISIS channel of a social media app. Flu season is in full force, now considered to be widespread in 12 states.
For the first time this season, the flu is now considered to be widespread in New York and California. That's according to new data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 10 other states also had widespread flu activity last week, including Connecticut, Ohio, and Missouri. The CDC also released a new higher estimate of the number of people who may die around the world from the flu and related illnesses. That number now stands at 646,000 people each year. I'm Bill Michaels.
That winter chill is here, but the Nationals want you to be thinking spring this weekend.
Thousands of fans are rocking the red as Winterfest returns to the D.C. Convention Center.
A lot of great interactive activities for kids, virtual reality, home run derby machines, and indoor sled riding, hill running, throwing.
The Nats' Michael Shane says a highlight this year, introducing the team's new skipper, Dave Martinez.
He'll be up on the main stage doing a question and answer, telling our fans a little about who he is, what he's planning to bring to the ball club. So we're really looking forward to officially introduce him.
Many players will be on hand as well to meet fans, something that rarely happens during the season. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More sports was the Wizards over the Clippers 100-91. Caps hosting the Ducks tonight. College hoops, Syracuse visiting Georgetown this afternoon. Virginia hosting Davidson. We'll get you traffic and weather next here on WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant. You're less than 2 weeks away from joining me at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. You have your tickets yet? You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a super deluxe three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package now before they sell out at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. 609-0969.
Click on retirementkeyradio.com and listen Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
7:05 now as we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
We're still seeing some delays this morning on the Beltway, both directions around Branch Avenue. There's an accident there. Police directing traffic, though, so just watch for that as you approach. 270 southbound through Maryland, right at Germantown Road. Left side's blocked. That's a work zone that's out this morning. And there's an accident at McDaniel Road between Constitution and Longleaf. Police directing you around the crash site. And Arlington Cemetery, both directions on George Washington Memorial Parkway, right at 110. Heavier than usual traffic possible later on this morning. Nearby routes for a big event happening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy as we get to the mid-40s today, down to around 30 tonight. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, high around 50. Monday in the mid-50s and partly cloudy. Right now, 24 in Herndon, 27 in Olney. We're 28 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and there's just 1 week left for Chamonix's Christmas and holiday sale. The countdown continues, introducing the brand new Genucel treatment for droopy eyelids.
Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day it works, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all those saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days, and now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift free. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. But it gets better. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes, and express shipping is also free. That's 5 free gifts. Order now to get this Genucel offer and your free gifts while supplies last. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Saturday morning update, WMAL, a week away from Christmas. We are joined by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, plenty to talk about this morning, including the latest on tax reform legislation. How is it looking? I mean, it seems like day to day, hour to hour, apparently everybody seemed to agree on things late Friday, at least to get enough votes. But it ain't over till it's over, huh?
No, it's not over till it's over. And it's not over until the majority and minority whips have solid head counts. Let's put it on the table. The Senate, as now constituted, is 52 Republicans and 48 Democrats. Barring a near miracle, there will be no defections from either side. It will be enacted on an up-and-down party vote or defeated. John McCain from Arizona is in the hospital in very, very serious condition as he battles cancer. Senator Thad Cochran has been out for illness for a while. This means that every Republican on the floor, all 50, have to vote yes, and there can be no surprises at the end, because otherwise Vice President Mike Pence will not get to cast the pivotal tie-breaking vote. This means compromising, watering down the original, very dramatic tax reform bill. And some examples of this are already in the package. To wit, whereas the capital gains tax dropped from 32% to 20%, some it's now been brought up to 21%, and that's in order to make up for some programs that we're going to be missing. The alternate minimum tax, which the Secretary of the Treasury and top economic advisor Gary Cohn swore to me would disappear immediately, lives on as something that's going to affect couples when they get married, and nearly 4 million Americans will pay higher taxes than usual. However, the corporate AMT will disappear. Similarly, it was promised that the estate tax would go away immediately and not be phased out. As it turns out, under the current plan, it will be phased out. And, of course, we saw the last-minute shake-up case of some nerves and whistling by the grave when Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said he wouldn't support the bill until the tax credit for children was restored. It was. So, after bartering and bargaining, something was cobbled together that is not as dynamic as the first tax reform package, but at least will give the president a victory, and something that will show those who believe lower taxes and will lead to greater productivity are correct. We'll certainly find out. A lot of breaths are being held as we come closer to the moment of truth and the vote.
John, there have been two question marks due to illness of Thad Cochran and, of course, John McCain. What role would that play? I know the vice president has delayed his trip to Israel just in case he's needed as a tiebreaker.
Absolutely. Senator Cochran had trouble with a urinary tract and had been hospitalized for weeks in the fall. When he did return to Washington, he found that he was not as recovered as he thought and did have to go back to the hospital. Right now, he's either there or convalescing at home, but he certainly has not been seen on the Senate floor. Senator McCain, someone who has been battling cancer and giving it the run of its life, now is in Walter Reed Hospital after experiencing discomfort when he returned to Washington. The senator has had health problems lately that are widely publicized. When daughter Megan married Ben Domenech, my one-time intern, in fact, the wedding was moved up, held at the McCain family ranch so that the senator could be there to give his daughter in marriage. It doesn't look good for John McCain, but this is someone who's faced death before and laughed at it in the face. He has the prayers of all Americans, regardless of party.
Alabama Senate race. Roy Moore just won't give in. Moving forward, President Trump did have a positive tweet about the incoming senator, Doug Jones, the morning after. How do you see it playing out with Doug Jones in the Senate? Is he going to be straight party line Democrat, or is he going to have to consider re-election in 2 years?
Well, I was talking to Marty Connors, the former Republican state chairman of Alabama, who told me that Doug Jones is someone who would be just as comfortable being the Democratic senator from New York or Massachusetts as he would from Alabama. I know what he's talking about. Jones will not vote for tax reform. He is pro-choice on the abortion issue, very comfortable with same-sex marriage, will not take the hard line on immigration that either Luther Strange, the former senator who lost the primary to Roy Moore, or Moore himself would have taken. In other words, he's going to vote like any of the other Democrats. The fact is the Democratic Party has moved left nationwide. Blacks, who normally constitute 25% of the electorate in Alabama, cast about 30% of the votes in this race because of their higher turnout. They punched above their weight. Unions were active, as were the trial lawyers. Doug Jones knows where his next meal is coming from, and he will vote accordingly.
John, you wrote an article in which the question arises, was there a second loser in Alabama?
Oh, you're talking about Steve Bannon, correct?
Yes.
Well, look, I've known Roy Moore for nearly 20 years. I covered him when he was fighting to put up the Ten Commandments monument in his courtroom. The fact is that he was going to run for the Senate regardless of who was in the race. He didn't need Steve Bannon to get him in the race. Now, it is true that the Breitbart chairman and former White House counselor did stay with Roy Moore when all other Republican fixtures headed for the high grass. Bannon still talks to President Trump and reportedly urged him to get back in on behalf of Moore and bring the Republican National Committee with him. Had Judge Moore emerged triumphant, so would Steve Bannon, and he'd be considered a force to be reckoned with. In the end, it turned out Roy Moore's defeat was an Alabama issue, having little to do with Steve Bannon. He's going to have his hands in a challenge to Senator Heller in Nevada as he busily tries to recruit other candidates to challenge Republican incumbents with the goal of changing the party and eliminating some of its current leaders. Will he succeed? I'm not sure. I have to look back at what others have said who watched the race, and they say it certainly can't help Bannon by backing a guy who didn't win.
And we will continue our conversation with John Gizzi, and we're going to ask John about sort of the historic perspective on scandals at the FBI and things of the past. But that's coming up next. But first off, a check of the traffic and weather. What is the latest on the traffic center, James?
Thank you, Rick. From the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Beltway, both directions, Branch Avenue area. We've got an accident there being worked. Watch for delays. Again, both directions affected. 270 through Maryland, southbound right at Germantown. They've got a left side blocked off for a work zone that's happening early this morning. 355 through Maryland, both directions, over to about New Technology Way. They've got an emergency work zone set up this morning. All of the lanes are blocked through there. You're going to have to go around it. 95 through Virginia, northbound right at Garrisonville. We've got one left lane taken out with a crash. They're working now on getting that pushed over. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we are looking for a mix of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 40s, overnight lows down around 30 in town. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 48, and then it warms up during the week for Monday. Tuesday will be in the upper 50s. Wow. Currently outside at Reagan National, we're at 28 degrees. We are heading up to about 46 this afternoon, 717 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our conversation with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, controversy swirling around the FBI at very high levels over the past 2 weeks. And I wanted you to put the current controversy in contrast with some past scandals involving the FBI. And I certainly want to separate the handful of people at the higher levels that may have been influenced by politics versus the thousands of agents in the field, as they say, the, quote, rank and file, who honorably and professionally fulfill their duties every day. So the conversation here, John, points to several people at high levels who did have strong political beliefs.
You're talking to someone who has read just about everything one could in my contemporaneous time about the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as well as seen movies such as The FBI Story, and of course, the eponymous television series with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. as the heroic Inspector Louis Erskine. I loved the FBI growing up, and J. Edgar Hoover was a hero to me and to my wife, who wrote him a letter and got a response one time. Hoover, had he retired when he reached the age of 70, when all government officials must submit a resignation, would have been remembered as the man who built the Bureau from scratch and fought everyone from Nazis to gangsters and tackled communist subversion. He stayed on by executive order of two presidents. And in the process, that's when things began to fall apart. There were mishandled dealings with the Vietnam anti-war movement, some clashes with the civil rights movement, which were being monitored by the FBI. And of course, when he was asked to investigate a fellow named Daniel Ellsberg on the Pentagon Papers, he simply dragged his heels. Ellsberg's father-in-law was a friend of his. Pat Buchanan, another FBI enthusiast, said it best when he wrote Richard Nixon a memo saying, "Honor him, hail him, and retire him. He didn't have to do that, and Hoover died. After that, the FBI went through a series of different directors, but it never seemed to be the same. We saw that under Robert Hansen was a paid operative and spy for the old Soviet Union, the first time the Bureau had been compromised. We also saw in later years that the FBI seemed to be trigger-happy, as when a man named Randy Weaver was a target of an FBI raid and saw his family killed in the process at Ruby Ridge. There have been a lot of other stories that are not so pleasant about the FBI, but overall, we find a bureau that broke the back of organized crime. The Mafia and La Cosa Nostra no longer inspire fear, thanks in large part to the investigatory work done by the Bureau. Going back to the Hoover days, the FBI was pivotal in not only unearthing communist subversion in the United States, but weakening the communist fifth column enough to give us an advantage in the Cold War. And certainly, we find in matters of security and dealing with terrorism, the FBI has moved along with the times under some recent directors. Is there controversy involving James Comey and how he handled investigations involving both candidates in the 2016 elections? Sure. Will the FBI continue? You bet. And is it still going to be looked up to by young men and women everywhere who say, I want to be a G-man or a G-woman? I think if you saw some of the young men and women who were there in Quantico and who graduated from some of the toughest training a law enforcement official can get, you know the answer is a resounding yes. Tomorrow's FBI will go on, and it will carry on with the greater glory of yesterday's FBI.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you for your insight, and we'll catch you next week.
Always will. Have a pleasant day, and stay warm.
Thank you, John. 7:22 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Well, did you hear the one floating around town about the Redskins changing their name this week? We'll find out what that was all about next with Steve Burns.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now,
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
Well, in a world of fake news, there was a story floating around this week about the Redskins changing their name. And there's a little story behind that. Steve Burns joins us from the WMAL newsroom. And where did that come from?
Yeah, a lot of us were fooled when this happened on Wednesday. We just saw some tweets floating around that appeared to be Washington Post articles, an ESPN article, Sports Illustrated article. It all looked very realistic. They had posted an article saying the Redskins have finally acquiesced. They have decided to change their name starting next season to the Washington Red Hawks. And We had no idea where it came from, and these, again, websites looked very realistic. They did a great job in terms of making them look exactly like the Post website or the Sports Illustrated website. It eventually came out that all this was the effort of a Native American activist group called Rising Heart. We're trying to make it obvious to everyone how they say easy it would be, how popular it would be, how powerful it would be if the Redskins decided to change their name. So they called it actually a culture jam, which is a term I'd never heard before, but it sort of refers to the strategic outpouring in terms of how you spread this news. And they did, I have to give credit where it's due. Their website designer made it all look very realistic. It fooled a lot of people.
Well, he can work for the next campaigns in 2020.
Yes, and I should mention that the team itself put out a statement saying our name is not changing.
Roger.
Yes.
All right, so if you're involved in an auto accident, I'm sure you've, you know, experienced certain emotions, and we try our best to control them when, you know, if we get upset or something. However, things got a little out of hand out by Dulles Airport, and now this has gone viral, and it's an international story.
This was the story of the past week, I'd say. This video was floating around everywhere. Guy got into an accident on Sully Road outside Dulles Airport, and has a reaction not a lot of us would have, at least I would hope. First, he gets out of his car, and this is all according to police, punches the other driver involved. That's when things start getting weird. The guy disrobes. He starts running around in traffic, causing other cars to swerve around to avoid him. Another video shows him jumping onto the side of a moving truck, punching out a window. He's riding the back of this truck, again, all without clothes on. And it just gets weirder from there. He apparently jumps off, runs around some woods outside Dulles Airport. He's caught by police not too long afterward, still without clothes on. And they said he was in a drainage ditch of some sorts outside Dulles Airport. And he's facing a litany of charges, as you can imagine.
All right. Well, next Saturday, if you'll get the results of the toxicology report, we'd love to know what he had that day for lunch.
One of the charges was marijuana possession, but I'd venture to say you might need something a little stronger than that.
Wow. Thank you, Steve.
Yep.
7:27, Saturday morning update.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. 12 days now after it was first reported the Thomas Fire near Los Angeles is still only 35% contained. Jude Olavis, as part of the fire response team, says the Santa Ana winds continue to fuel the flames in desert-like conditions.
I have seen fires in the east with the Santa Ana winds, but I have not seen anything that has lasted this long in duration.
Fire officials say almost 750 homes have been destroyed with 256,000 acres burned. A jury in Fairfax County is chipping in to pay the fine of a maid that it had convicted of stealing rings from a house she was cleaning. Sandra Mendez Ortega was fined $60, but jury foreman Jeffrey Memont says he gave her $80 collected by the jury. Mendez Ortega is a 19-year-old mother of two. Memont says the jury agreed Mendez Ortega was a victim as well, one who'd made a youthful mistake. The case began when Lisa Copeland discovered three rings worth at least $5,000 missing back in September 2016. Copeland says she was outraged and she didn't think $60 equated to the crime at all. Research shows more clicking on the Uber app than calling 911 when they need an ambulance.
The study was done at the University of Kansas and Scripps Mercy Hospital in San Diego, looking at ambulance usage in 2013 through 2015. Researchers found when Uber was in place in 800 cities that spanned 43 states, there was a 7% reduction in the ambulance use. Prior to Uber being available, the ambulance usage rate remained constant. Also noted, emergency transport in an ambulance can exceed $1,000 in some cases, hence the appeal of Uber. I'm Pat Piper.
Sports, it was the Wizards over the Clippers 100-91. Caps host the Ducks tonight in college hoops. Syracuse visits Georgetown this afternoon. Virginia hosting Davidson. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click VirginiaFamilyChiropractic.com.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
At 7:33, James Stanley checks back in from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, Steve, still a couple of problems to watch for this morning. The Capitol Beltway outer loop between Barnabas over to about Branch Avenue. Right shoulder is where we've got a crash, just a little onlooker delay. The main lanes are moving okay, though. Just some brake taps as folks go by and do a little rubbernecking. Maryland 270 southbound right at Germantown. They've got a work zone set up in the left lane. The other lanes are moving okay, aren't seeing any major backup through there. And Virginia 95 southbound, the ramp to get onto northbound 123. We've got a crash there, police directing you around it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy in the mid-40s today, down to around 30 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high around 50. We're at 29 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnais. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself. Guaranteed. It's that simple. There is literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that. $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle. That's 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
More and more people are choosing to work during retirement. Many are opting for more flexible hours or are pursuing a new and different career. As you make these decisions, it's important to review your assets, cash flow, and expenses. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your retirement.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's always great to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained intel operative and vice president for strategic initiatives and operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good to be on. Thank you.
All right. Well, we saw the hearing up on Capitol Hill about the situation at the FBI, the texts from Peter Strzok, some of the apparent conflicts of interest with Bruce Orr. And I wanted to start by talking a little bit about Peter Strzok. This is just an example of some of the texts that he was talking about. One message suggesting that Strzok and Lisa Page and perhaps other more senior FBI officials were assessing Trump's chances to win while at work. Strzok writes to Lisa Page, "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk." And then Lisa Page writes to Strzok, "Maybe you're meant to stay where you are because you're meant to protect the country from that menace," referring to Donald Trump. Strzok replies, "I can protect our country at many levels." You know, just the thought of what he's saying there. And, you know, people talk about the deep state, and everybody on the left just blows off this whole idea of the deep state and these people who are entrenched, who are so opposed to the administration. These are just a couple of examples, Tony. And tell us a little bit about Peter Strzok and where his fingerprints are.
Well, you know, he's like the Forrest Gump of the FBI. I mean, he is moving all through all these investigations, and I hate to make fun of it, but it's true. I mean, the guy's there. He's there as part of the Hillary investigation. He's going through part of trying to put together the pieces of what she did or did not do on her server. This guy then ends up obviously in a position to be advising Andrew McCabe. Andy, as referred to in there, Andrew McCabe is one of the most senior guys at the FBI. I believe he was deputy to Comey. And then, of course, to this. So, I mean, this proves the two points you mentioned. Look, I get fed up with people telling me there's no deep state. This is the deep state right here. And what's worse is the deep state in this case was coordinating with a candidate, which makes this issue an order of magnitude at minimum larger than Watergate. I mean, think about what Nixon got in trouble for, Rick. Basically, you know, a two-bit break into a campaign office at the Watergate Hotel. We're talking here nation-state level technology, techniques, and intelligence collection being used to both undermine and then attempt to throw completely out of office a presidential candidate. So, and then to have this guy bragging about, oh, I can protect the country at all these levels. What are you, Superman? I mean, this is really incredibly both arrogant and dangerous. So, you know, I don't know how everybody's not completely outraged by what we see here, by the guy who was running FBI's counterintelligence program. It's completely unacceptable.
All right. It's my understanding that he did interviews with some of the Clinton staffers. It's my understanding that he did some of the interviews with Mike Flynn.
That's correct.
And when we read these texts and we see some of the things that he says, I can't help but think, what must have been going on in terms of what questions did he ask? What follow-up questions did he ask or did he not ask? Who was on the burner, on the high burner, and who was getting a pass? I mean, these questions come to my mind. I don't know how we find out.
Well, we find out, Rick, by going back and running, getting the investigative logs. The guy should have been documenting anything he did as part of his official duties. So, you know, one of the most curious points I'm looking at is the Flynn interview. I don't think it was an interview. I think Stroke showed up acting like he was just having a conversation. And next thing you know, that conversation was actually a quote unquote interview. And I've seen him do that before. So I think we have to be very careful. And let's remember also, Rick, that Hillary Clinton was not under oath during her interview with Comey, and Stroke was there for that, too. So it's kind of like they're going to play their role any way that best suits them and most disadvantages you. And Trey Gowdy's going in the right direction. We've got to get to the bottom of this. And I think, you know, we've got to sort through every report this guy did over the last 3 years. And I think, you know, I'm hearing rumor that if it's as bad as we think it is, this guy may well be indicted for something.
I wonder if this falls under the purview of the Mueller investigation, or do they have to come up with yet another either grand jury investigation, which people have been talking about, or maybe even another special counsel. But I wonder, because Mueller seems to have free range in all of this stuff, I wonder if he could actually do it. I don't know. I have no idea.
If you watch the hearing of Rosenstein very carefully, Rosenstein says two things very critical. First, he admits that Mueller has asked to expand the investigation. That's critical, and that was overlooked largely by the media. So there's a small thing that's in there. So Mueller has either asked to expand or has been proven to expand. And the second question is, of course, what to do, and that Rosenstein refused to answer that. So we don't know. But the bottom line is, someone needs to, and this cannot be left to fall through the cracks. And this is where I think Jeff Sessions is not doing his job by to be a lot more definitive in what he's doing to resolve some of these clearly egregious departures from legal process.
All right, I want to turn to the latest on North Korea. Rex Tillerson at the United Nations this week and seemed to somewhat reverse course on something he had said earlier. Now, earlier in the week, he had offered to talk to North Korea without preconditions, but at the end of the week, he said a sustained cessation of North Korea's threatening behavior must occur before talks can begin. President Trump spoke to Vladimir Putin this week to try and enlist his support versus North Korea. Where do we go next on North Korea, and what do we expect? There's an announcement of new military strategy Monday?
Yeah, H.R. McMaster apparently is going to be announcing it sometime during the day on Monday. Some folks have been kind of kicking it around, apparently. I've been talking to some of our allies. I'm not sure how much they're completely confident in it. This is something that HR is going to have to do to really kind of reestablish some confidence in the National Security Council. And on the issue of Tillerson, look, Rick, I think he's been a little bit all over the road on this. I think he kind of put it back where it should be, where, you know, look, the North Koreans have acted out badly. We should not be rewarding bad behavior, and that's where it should be, because every other time, this goes back to what every other administration's always done. They always go back to appeasing the North Koreans. So I think if Tillerson's going to be true to the president's policy on this, you've got to, you know, essentially force the North Koreans to stop doing bad behavior. One of the biggest concerns I've been told about is obviously something happening between now and Christmas regarding additional missile launches or nuclear weapons tests. So we'll see how it rolls, but I think we have to be consistent on that issue. And no, I don't think we should be rewarding North Korean bad habits by going and talking to them at this point in time.
All right, let's turn to Iran. The U.S. Sure. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, standing in front of an Iranian-made missile, which was fired at the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia airport by Houthi militants in Yemen. She's there to try and rally the international community behind the Trump administration's sharp stance toward Iran. She described the recovered pieces of a missile fired by the militants, pointing out the missile bears Iranian missile fingerprints. And she said it might as well have made in Iran stickers on it. But those who would criticize the administration, of course, are saying this is the Colin Powell weapons of mass destruction moment. Which is it, Tony?
It is clearly not the Colin Powell moment. Look, the Iranians are up to no good. That was, you know, and I heard the Iranians say, oh, it was made in Yemen. Yemen can barely make a loaf of bread. And, you know, for them to be saying that is completely insane and without merit. And so what we're left with here, Rick, is the fact that the Iranians are doing everything they can to upset the stability within the region. And what she said was completely correct, and I think something that we have to take and work off of. Again, I was meeting with some allies behind the scenes, and they also share our concern about the Iranians. The Iranians are essentially emboldened now that they have that agreement in place. And, you know, President Trump's called them out, but we have to see if Congress now follows through to do something to upset the Iran agreement. So we'll see. But, no, the bottom line is the Iranians are a menace. And we should be, you know, working with our allies to take them, to work with our allies to make sure the Iranians stop doing the bad acts that they're doing.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart and London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you so much as always.
Thank you for taking it.
7:47 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Check of the traffic and weather, and then we're going to be talking with John Solomon at the Hill. He is the reporter, or one of the reporters behind the Lisa Bloom story, which is fascinating, about compensations paid to Trump accusers and offered to Trump accusers. That's coming up. But first, the check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley. James.
Yeah, Rick, thank you. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Still seeing some delays on the Beltway Outer Loop right around Barnabas to about Branch Avenue. That's at exit 7. Everything's off on the right shoulder, but just a little onlooker delay through there. That's a two-car crash. Through Maryland, 270 southbound near Germantown. That's a work zone in the left lane. The other lanes are moving okay, but just watch for the construction crew out this morning. And Virginia, 95 southbound. The ramp to get onto northbound Virginia, 123. Crash, tow truck just showing up on the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks warmer for the next week. High temperature today of 45, partly cloudy skies, overnight low down to 30. For tomorrow, cloudy, high to 48. Then we're in the upper 50s for Monday and Tuesday. 29 degrees in D.C., heading up to 46 this afternoon. And we're at 7:48 on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, I'm strongly recommending my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. How can they do that? Well, because Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers, over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their seller 6% more. Wow, that's $30,000 more dollars on average. It all adds up to results. That's why over 400 families chose Debbie and Sarah to sell their home, and why you should too. Call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Saturday morning update 7:52. I'm Rick Fowler. A lot of attention being paid to a story that came out of The Hill yesterday and co-written by John Solomon. He is executive vice president at The Hill. It involves Lisa Bloom, Trump accusers, and offers of compensation. John joins us this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, glad to be with you, Rick.
Well, John, it's a somewhat of a complex story, but if you could maybe first off give us an executive summary of what is happening with Lisa Bloom and these Trump accusers.
For sure. So Lisa Bloom, last year during the election, represented 4 women who considered either coming forward or did come forward to make allegations of sexual misconduct against the president. And in the course of those conversations, what we learned about Ms. Bloom's representation is that, one, while she represents herself as doing the work pro bono, she actually had the women sign contracts that gave her 33% commission for anything about their stories that she was able to sell to the media. And you see many attempts for her talking about in the text messages to these women how she can sell stories to the media and make money for them. The second part is that one of the women who did come forward, a woman named Jill Harth, she had some money provided to her after her story became public. Part of it was done through a GoFundMe account set up by Lisa Bloom to raise money online for her. And then when that didn't raise a lot of money, Lisa Bloom arranged for a donor to pay off Jill Harth's mortgage. And it's unusual for to see the word donor in connection with a sexual assault, sexual harassment victim. And she had her mortgage paid off. Third, another woman who was considering coming forward and supporting Jill Harth's story, she ultimately did not, but Lisa Bloom engaged in a series of escalating conversations about money. And it starts with, we'll get you $10,000 to your church if you come forward, to then $50,000 for your personal pocket if you come forward, to 100,000, 200,000, and then 2 days before the election, which was the deadline to come forward, the offer had gotten to $750,000.
Whoa, slow down. One thing. You said the deadline to accept this compensation offer was the election?
That's right. There was multiple text messages making clear that the election was the time to come forward. There's a countdown one time, 27 days to the election, or we're almost out of time, Lisa Bloom writes, a couple days before the election. And you can see some frustration in Lisa Bloom's text messages between the women when they don't decide to come forward. There's one woman who was going to come forward, make an allegation that she had been assaulted when she was 13. She bails out of the news conference at the last minute, and you can see Lisa Bloom typed that she had wasted her time on that woman, which is an unusual thing if you're representing the woman's interests as opposed to being frustrated that they didn't come forward. The other woman who went back and forth and also didn't take the money, even when it got to $750,000, Lisa Bloom writes, "Stop jerking me around." And you can see a level of frustration in the lawyer that she wasn't able to get some of these women to come forward before Election Day.
Before Election Day, that's the key. So if I'm going to interpret this, I'm going to interpret this that it is much more about the Trump campaign and derailing Trump. It's much more about that than the actual rights of the victims or the impact on the victims or the sexual harassment component. It's not about that. It's about derailing Trump.
Well, there's a moment, and listen, I'll let people make up their own mind by reading the story and also reading the text messages, but there's a moment where one of the victims who's considering coming forward actually says that, which is, why are you putting a deadline on this? Is it just because you want to hurt Trump and profit off of it? And that's her text message. That's the victim getting frustrated at Lisa Bloom, and you can see that in the story, and certainly the victim felt that the pressure was to come out before Election Day, and it felt political. And there's a lot of other things that point to the political nature of this. There's a series of text messages when they start talking about money where the victim kind of recounts earlier conversations and says, it sounds like there's some Clinton people who might be willing to come out and help us if we help her campaign by making these allegations. And maybe there's some money coming from the Clinton super PACs, those are political action committees. And Lisa Bloom texts back, "Yeah, I had a conversation with the super PACs, but right now they're not paying. But I certainly can get you money by selling an interview for you, you know, selling one of your interviews."
Okay.
So you very raw conversations that weave politics in this case together.
Wow. So you mentioned donors. Now, you did get comment from Lisa Bloom. What did she say about the donors?
She confirms everything. She will not identify the donors. She'll say the following. She never talked to Hillary Clinton in her campaign, never talked to the Democratic National Committee, but she steadfastly refused to say if she had any conversations with super PACs, political action committees, that might have been supporting Hillary Clinton. So that's the one place she wouldn't answer the question. None of the women who engaged or received money from donors knew the identity of the donors, they said. But Lisa Bloom does confirm the following. Yes, I do take 33% commission if I sell a woman's story to the media. And two, yes, I engage in a series of conversations with donors, arranging money for the women. I was worried about their safety and security, and that some of those conversations reached into the low six figures in terms of money discussions.
Wow. Unbelievable. John Solomon, Executive Vice President at The Hill, and you can read the entire article at thehill.com. Just fascinating. John, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Very much appreciated. 7:58 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
It's an engaging conversation, and that's what we like to do here.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
I agree with you on that.
We're on the same page here.
I'm so glad I got the chance to hear you today.
Okay, thanks for your call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hey, it's Washington. You never know who's listening.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing GigSpeed from Comcast Business.
with download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you very much. Hope you get your holiday shopping done this weekend. Garden Sense is next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to...